they're going to be translating Nina's book, so Tom suggested we ask Ajahn about a passage, and this was related to her question this morning, just to go through it a little bit because we need to make sure that everything is correct before it's translated. This is under Pakatu Upanisya Pachya, under one condition. Pakatu Upanisya. Kusala Chitta can lead to bodily discomfort, which is Akusala Vipaka Chitta.
Do we have to mention the Pakatu Upanisya Pachya?
Well, I'm just telling you this is the chapter heading, so we're not...
But we can leave it in.
So I'm just telling you what it says here, because this... Would you like to sit here, Tamon? Because it's...
Do you think that it's for a beginner?
This is not for beginner. This is Tom's question.
About its look.
For translating. Now we're not talking about 101. We're talking
You are talking about Bajriya.
Yes.
So I think that when there is the understanding of Bajriya, then you can have your own words about it.
The reason because I'm going to translate this book into Vietnamese, and as I read them, some parts I am not sure about what I read, so that's why I would like to bring it up so it can be more.
You need to check it's correct before it's translated.
But the reader will have such situation.
Well, I think there are two different points here, because actually it's a general point. Ajahn's point is if we consider and understand for ourselves about the meaning or what is right, then we will know what is right when we read it. But Tam's point is if she is translating this part, she would like to be sure that what she says is correct, and she would like it to be an accurate translation. So she would like to make sure that the English version is correct first in this aspect.
So when you have your understanding, you can correct. Well, otherwise, it's only the word that you follow without understanding. So what about the readers?
Right. Well, I think, okay, so let me tell you about how I read it then. Kusala Chitta can lead to bodily discomfort, which is Akusala Vipaka Chitta. I think it can be confusing. It would be better to just, because bodily discomfort is Akusala Vipaka Chitta, so it's, if we talk about Kusala leading to bodily discomfort, I think it's a very roundabout way. Do you have any?
I think that what happens in life would be clearer, no matter we talk about what kind of Bajriya. Just say about Bajriya, it doesn't help. But when we talk about situation, then we can understand better.
Okay, so like now.
Can we say, okay, now that we're talking about Dharma, let's say it's Kusala Chitta at this moment. Can we talk about Kusala Chitta at this moment leading to Akusala Vipaka?
Very complicated.
Very. That's the point.
Needs many Japanese, yeah? Not only just the word Pakatu Upanisya, because it needs other factors too.
Many other conditions involved.
Okay, an example. Someone may, for example, pay respect at the Buddhist holy places in India, and this is a wholesome deed.
Kusala Chitta.
Kusala, at the moment of paying respect and wholesome deed, Kusala Chitta leading to...
Can it be motivated by attachment?
It can, but here they're giving an example. They're saying that it is Kusala because they're saying pay respect. So in this example, we know that when you pay, go to the holy places, just like when you serve cups of tea or you explain Dharma, there can be Akusala Chittas. But here we're saying Kusala Chitta and leading to wholesome deed. However, the hotel where he is staying may be dilapidated without facilities, and this causes him to suffer from heat, mosquitoes and other discomforts. The body consciousness in that case is Akusala Vipaka, produced by Akusala Karma. So I think we're talking about many different chittas and many...
Bajriya.
So many different panchas of kusala chittas leading to kusala kamapata. One moment and another moment we're talking about result, a kusala vipaka. However, it's also conditioned, it's saying the akusala vipaka is also conditioned by kusala karma by way of natural decisive support condition.
Would a better example not be while paying respect, because it was a very hot day and the pavement was causing pain, because when you prostrate on the ground, it burns your knees. So that would be perhaps a more direct example of a kusala deed involving the experience of a kusala vipaka at the moment.
That's an example of pakatupanisepatya, is it?
Whatever is there is pakatupanisepatya, only that. Because we cannot understand all karmas and vipakas.
Actually, what we're saying is there are moments
of kusala and kusala deeds and many moments of akusala vipaka, but one knows for each moment of vipaka, paktu upanisya pachya is involved. But it's difficult to just say that that kusala action is conditioned in that, because it's, I think it's deeper. But in the Patana, they give examples, like they talk about, experiencing jhana and then attachment to jhana, and or going to visit holy places and moments of akusala. But it's just like examples or situations, but actually it's much deeper than that. Because when one talks about the burning feet, that's the result of different karma. So it's not the anything to do with the kusala karma at the moment of paying respect. It's a completely different moment, but there must be paktu upanisya pachya there. But one cannot say that it's because of the kusala deed that there is the burning feet. I don't think one can say that. And I think this was Tam's point or concern this morning. One has to be careful about making that. One can say that kusala can be conditioned for akusala, like jhana citta can be object of attachment. If there wasn't that experiencing of jhana, there wouldn't be attachment to it. But when one talks about kusala karma being the condition for akusala vipaka, then I would be a little hesitant. Do you have any comment?
I think that can anyone have such understanding enough to understand the depth of pakatupanisiyapachya.
And then at the end it says, rightly, phenomena which arise are not merely conditioned by one type of condition, but several types. So I think one can make that point that one could say that shortly after paying respect of kusala chittas, there's bound to be moments of akusala vipaka, and by as a result of many different conditions, including pakatu upanisya pachya, to show how quickly akusala vipaka can follow kusala karma. But I wouldn't say the kusala karma is a condition for the akusala vipaka. But
and we have to think about the reader's understanding too, whether they can reach that degree of understand what's in the text about pachya.
I get confused, other people may too, so that's also a point. So maybe better to simple, or maybe you can skip it if it's you think it may be lead to misunderstanding, or you can make the comment at the end, phenomena arise by many, not one but many different ones, or after kusala, or any, you can say as we did actually, paktu upanisya pachya conditions every citta and is very deep. Or
that's a good idea, yeah.
Just something brief like that.
Help me to memorize this.
Right. We can make something simpler.
A note or something. Could you make a note for you?
I've got a marker here.
Yes.
And this is the one on Vipaka Chitta.
That's why I just leave Patana in the text and just take very few, for people to understand as much as they can. Like very short, brief.
This is under Rupakachita,
page 81. And after talking about how the Vipakachitas and Chitta seekers condition each other, in the planes of existence where the five khandhas, nama and rupa, arise, Chitta produces rupa, which arises at the same time. The Vipakachitas accept the five sense cognitions which produce rupa, condition this rupa by way of vipaka condition according to the patana, faultless triplet. This is the point we discussed before.
One cannot change vipaka at all, because vipaka are citta and cetasikas only. So we have to understand different cittas condition rupa by different patriya,
but not by vipaka. Not by vipaka. And Alberto, Nina would like you to get out the Pali for this part in the patana and the faultless triplet.
We can see how many patriya citta can condition rupa, what type of citta, vipaka citta can condition, but not by way of
vipaka,
but by way of nisya patriya, because it cannot have rupa arise without conditions.
So it can be
referring to by nisya patriya, the chitaja,
or by sahajata nisya at moment of sahaja birth consciousness.
Right. Even though it's under vipaka pachya.
Or when it's like that, it means that because the pachya is vipaka, so the vipaka can condition rupa, but not to be vipaka.
Not to be vipaka, but I think it's saying that that vipaka citta conditions rupa, and it, but it says it's by, but can we say not for the rupa to be vipaka, but by what it says is by vipaka pachya, because the citta cannot say that.
By nisya pachya.
Only by nisya pachya. Can you read out the relevant part, Alberto?
Patisandhika. Vipaka abhyakato eko kando. Vipaka abhyakato eko kando.
Patisanti kane vipaka byakato eko kando tinanang kandhanang katatta ca rupanang vipaka pachayena pachyo. Tayo kanda ekasa kandasa katatta ja. Next page.
Does it mean that vipaka citta and cetasika can condition rupa?
Yes, I think so. I think it's just referring to how
these vipaka cittas can condition rupa, but not by way of vipaka pachya. So this one
by being nisya pachya.
Needs to be.
Is that right? According to Pali?
I think that
it doesn't actually say the rupa is conditioned by vipaka pachya.
So,
is that correct for the Pali?
But it's conditioned by vipaka
pachya. By the citta, but not, yes.
By nisaya pachya, yes.
Yeah, at moment of birth. And later, nisya pachya.
At moment of birth by?
Sahajata.
Sahajata only.
Sahajata nisya.
This is under the section.
Sahajata nisya at moment of birth, but later it's not sahajata because they do not arise
together.
This is on the section under vipaka pachya. Yeah. And there is the word vipaka pachyena. Pachyo.
Yes. With regard to the rupa?
But what is the truth? See? What is the truth? Vipaka citta and cetasika can condition rupa, but it cannot condition rupa to be vipaka. But itself is vipaka citta, and we talk about other cittas too. What citta can condition rupa by different ways, by different paccaya.
The paccaya is still vipaka.
Vipaka citta and cetasika is paccaya, and the pachupanna is the rupa. Not the rupa cannot be vipaka. It depends on what you understand firmly, that rupa cannot be vipaka.
Right.
So the citta conditioned cetasika by way of being vipaka at moment when it arises,
yeah,
with vipaka cetasika.
Yeah.
That is by being vipaka. But when it conditions rupa, the vipaka citta, or what citta can condition rupa by when chavana condition rupa, is not by being vipaka, but by being kusala or akusala. See, so when it is vipaka citta and cetasika, it conditions the rupa, but itself is vipaka. Like when kusala and akusala condition rupa, when kusala akusala condition rupa, it does mean that the rupa is conditioned by kusala.
But the moment of birth is a special, unique moment, and it needs also more paccaya.
If we say by vipaka paccaya, it means by citta the paccaya is vipaka.
You just said about, oh, at birth it's nisya paccaya, but at birth the patisandhi doesn't condition rupa.
Sahachata kamma, sahachata nisya.
Nisya, yes.
Yeah, because rupa depends on citta.
Right, right, yes.
So,
but we cannot say the patisandhi.
They arise together.
They arise
so at
the same
moment.
So at
that moment it is sahachata only.
Only,
but
yeah,
after that it's only nisya paccaya.
Yeah. But at that moment of birth we cannot, yeah, say it's nisya. Yeah.
It is nisya paccaya, sahachata nisya. Because when the citta after birth can condition rupa by nisya paccaya,
yes,
the moment of birth, the citta, not the karma. We don't talk about karma paccaya.
No.
We talk about only the birth consciousness. It's vipaka. And it arises same moment.
It arises same moment, but
so
it doesn't.
So it is sahachata nisya.
Mm-hmm. But I thought this was what we discussed before when it was talking about anyamanya, nisya, paccaya, and we were saying that the birth consciousness, because it is the result of karma, it doesn't know anything about the rupa. It doesn't condition
anytime,
the rupa, because the rupa is conditioned by karma.
The difference is only sahachata nisya at birth,
yes,
and after that nisya paccaya. Because you see that if we talk about citta conditioned rupa, by what way?
Right. Well, this is what we thought. So then when it talks about at that moment of birth, the citta and the rupa arise together by sahajata, anyamanya, nisya paccaya. It's
the result of karma.
Yes.
But even so, at that moment, since they arise together,
just
nisya paccaya.
It just
rupa
means that the citta must have the hariya rupa as its base, as its support. But the other rupas that are conditioned at that moment, for example, the body.
But at that moment, if you don't talk about what to purechata nisya, we just talk about nisya paccaya.
Right.
Yeah. Can be nisya paccaya.
Back to vipaka condition, this classification of conditions, it's
what book?
Abhidhammata Sangraha.
Abhidhammata Sangraha?
Yeah. It's under the mind being a condition for mind and matter, nama for nama and rupa. And what it says here, this is the editor's summary though, is that resultant condition is a condition where a conditioning state makes the conditioned states that arise together with it to be as passive, effortless and quiescent as itself. The conditioning states in this relation are the resultant cittas and cetasikas. The conditioned states are those same resultants with respect to each other and the conascent material phenomena. And then it goes on to say, since resultants are produced from the maturing of karma, they are not active but passive and quiescent.
Thus, in the mind of a person in deep sleep, the resultant bhavanga consciousness arises and passes away in constant succession. Yet during this time, no efforts are made for action by body, speech, or mind, and there is not even distinct awareness of an object. Similarly, in the five-door cognitive process, the resultant jitters do not make an exertion to know their object. It's only in the jhavana phase that effort is made to clearly cognize the object. And again, it is only in the jhavana phase that actions are performed. So, in terms of rupas, it refers to the material phenomena that are conascent with the vipaka jitta.
If we have the understanding that rupa cannot be vipaka, even by vipaka paccaya, even if said like this, it means that the vipaka can condition rupa by being vipaka itself.
The Pali says katatta rupa. Katatta means a rupa which has been born out of kama, kamaja rupa, like at birth, the heart base and the kalapa, the first kalapa that, which arises with patisandhi, at the time of patisandhi.
So what is katatta rupa?
It is the rupa which arises with patisandhi, born of kama.
You mean the kamacharupa?
Kamacharupa, yeah.
So the rupa which is not kamacharupa is not katatta rupa?
No.
Only
the rupa.
Kamacharupa is katatta rupa.
Yeah. And that is, at that moment, is conditioned by vipaka paccaya as well.
But because the citta is vipaka.
Yeah.
But what about the sahachata nisya paccaya?
Moment of birth, kamacha rupa.
So one can say that no matter we are talking about vipaka paccaya by being vipaka, which can condition rupa, or by way of nisya, because it has to depend on citta too.
And let me just read out this part which
we discussed so many times, but now just to check, because again Tam will be translating. So this is under the different kinds of nisya paccaya, and as we discussed, the first one refers to how the four nama khandas are mutually related, and the second one refers to how the four primary elements are mutually related, and the third example of nisya paccaya. At the moment of birth, the Patisandhicitta and the Hadayavatu are mutually related to one another by way of dependence. In the planes where there are five khandhas, nama and rupa, karma produces the rupa, which is heart-based at the same time as the Patisandhicitta, which arises as the heart-based. The Patisandhicitta and the heart-based support each other, and they cannot arise without each other.
What do you mean, each other?
Well, it means Patisandhicitta cannot arise without Hadayavatu as Vatu, and Hadayavatu as Vatu cannot arise without Citta, if there's no life, if there's no Patisandhi, if there's no first moment of life, Hadayavatu cannot arise, like at the end of the life of the Arahat, cannot be Hadayavatu because no Patisandhicitta following. They are related by way of conascence, sahajata, and by way of mutuality, anyamanya. So
at moment of birth.
At moment of birth. So I
so
think
two bhajya.
Two by nisya, sahajata, and anyamanya. Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is, I think it's okay.
Yeah. I don't mind what you want to change.
No.
It's okay.
But the point is, we don't want to change anything if it's.
It's
but
okay.
I think this. I think to me it sounds. Yeah, to me, yeah. This is quite
or
okay.
Or
yeah.
Add a note.
Yeah,
or,
yeah. No, I think
or
it's
full
sorry.
Note or something. Yeah. Okay.
I think that there can be correction for the new issue.
Yeah.
Maybe
I should wait until
you
get
out. No. First of all, I think that when we understand reality, we can understand what it's there, the words, and yeah. Otherwise, very complicated if there's no understanding of vipaka paccaya, and each one first in the beginning and then the combination of the other paccaya.
And I think that like you do
sometimes with the discussions, when you translate, if in doubt you just leave something out, or if it's not clear or you're not sure, then it'll be the same for others. You can, yeah, if not sure, it can.
Because I think when it's translation for me, I think the for the understanding. So even the words are changed or something like that, for a better understanding, it's all right. And this can come later.
Okay, this one is under Sahajata Nanyamanya, but I think it's the same. However, at the moment of rebirth, citta and its physical base arise at the same time. At that moment, karma produces the heart base at the same time as the patisandhi citta, which is the mental result of karma, vipaka citta. And this citta arises at the heart base. In the planes where there are nama and rupa, the patisandhi citta and the heart base cannot arise without one another. They condition one another by way of connaissance. Yeah, can we say this? They condition each other by way of connaissance. Yes. So it's actually just the same, I think.
Yeah, because I think about the vipaka paccaya, because the Pali is like that.
Yes.
So the understanding can be, but the vipaka paccaya condition the rupa by being
vipaka itself.
Because citta can condition rupa, so if it is vipaka citta, by being vipaka, it conditions. So I think, yes, what it means, that's what I understood before, because that citta, for example, the Bhavanga citta is vipaka citta at that moment, it conditions rupa at that moment by itself being vipaka citta, which conditions rupa.
Yeah. Mm.
And this is, I think, what the text means.
Yeah.
No, there's no suggestion.
No change, because its reality is vipaka.
Right.
It's paccaya.
Yes. So there's no suggestion that the rupa is vipaka. No, because the bhavanga at that moment is vipaka, and it conditions rupa by itself being vipaka.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's clear.
Can I discuss this later with you more?
Yes.
When I'm fresh.
I feel so tired now. But mostly, I think it's very little or
very minor change, just one little tiny. We give a little summary to
that. That's very good. Yeah, thank
but
you.
If we add something like by being, vipaka itself, that's right. Because it is vipaka paccaya, and we cannot change the text.
And the ones on Nisi and
Sahajata seem correct, because before when we discussed it in Vietnam, you were emphasizing we cannot talk about them at moment of birth as Anyamanya, Nisya, Paccaya. But I think it just means, it's just
two
referring
different paccayas.
Yes. And it's just referring to, so when it's Anyamanya, Nisya, isn't it? That is a kind of Nisya, Paccaya, the as opposed to
is one paccaya.
And Nisya
is another paccaya.
But I think it's the combination. So it's when it's Nisya paccaya that each support each other.
Paccaya.
So there's some of those dharmas condition each other just by
different
Nisya paccaya, and some by Anyamanya Nisya.
Or both.
Both.
Yeah.
Because when it's referring to, for example, the four nama khandhas or the four elements, it talks about them, maybe by way of Nisya, Sahajata, and Anyamanya, three different conditions, right? Okay, here. Because sometimes in the Pali they just have it string it along, so three different conditions. So, and at the moment of birth, no problem to talk about them. Then the patisandhi and the rupa, the hadiyawatu, conditioning by Anyamanya and
Nisya
and Sahajata paccaya at that moment.
It has to be Sahajata at moment of birth.
Yes, because they arise at the same moment.
Yeah.
even though, as you pointed out, the citta doesn't condition the rupa at that moment, but just because it cannot arise without it, and they cannot arise
by way of
being support, yes.
Patisanti moment.
By here it says Nisya Sahajata and Anivanya. Because it's mutual, they both support each other. Whereas, for example,
it's a different formulation, because it doesn't mention Kamaja Rupa, but it mentions Anyamanya. A time of rebirth.
Is here? Is it clear?
Because for Vipaka, Pachaya, and Sahajata Nisaya, he uses the terms Kamaja Rupa, which means
not only Hatha Yamatu.
Not only Hatha Yamatu.
So not Anyamanya.
Only Hadayawatu, yeah. Anyamanya, yes, because the others are not.
That's why we have to understand the difference between the three Rabbas.
Right.
And under Nisya Pachya, after
talking about the Patisandhi, the other kinds, like when cheetahs and cheetahs condition rupas, but chitarja rupas, and when the primary rupas condition the upadana rupas, the derived rupas, then it's not anyamanya, because the cheetah and cheetahs conditioned by nisya pachya, but it's not mutual, and the primaries condition the derived rupas by nisya, but again it's not mutual, so it's not anyamanya as in the first three kinds. And the same when the sense bases condition the cheetahs by nisya, but again not by anyamanya. So one has to understand why it's the first ones, it refers to anyamanya but not the other ones.
Actually, I have no idea of it all, but those are maybe under Jhana Pachya, the one or two.
Because the translator must understand, or the writer, so that the reader can understand.
So right, that's a very good point.
It's a bit like repeating something one has read, or repeating something of what a jhan says. If one doesn't understand it, it's useless to repeat it. And the same when one's translating. If it's not clear, then the reader will be confused for sure. Just going through one or two things. The word jhana has been explained as being derived from jayati, to contemplate or to think closely of an object, or else jayati can mean to burn, from another stem, japana, since the jhana factors which are developed burn the hindrances, akusala, chetasikas, away. So my question is, when I've raised this before, you have mentioned the word jhana, it just means to burn, not to contemplate or think closely. Do you have any comment?
Just the word jhana, or the development of jhana, or the jhanapatija, see? There must be understanding of the three words. What is jhana, and what is the development of jhana, and what is the jhana factors as pachya?
Well, the word
jhana, here it mentions two different stems and two meanings, but when we've discussed before, we have discussed how the meaning of just jhana, just the word jhana, means to burn.
Okay.
So
what reality is jhana? Vitaka chetasika. Does it burn? At moment of sampatichana santirana?
Right, it doesn't burn.
Yeah. So
it depends.
It means that that reality can be factor which burns at such and such moment of developing, not at the ordinary moment when it arrives after seeing in daily life.
So it only, the meaning of jhana
as burn only means in the development of samatha up to jhana.
That there are realities, and when we talk about anything, what reality is there which has developed to that degree of a ordinary, very common. It doesn't mean that any time when it arises is jhana burnt. Yeah, but what burns, that reality which is vitaka, can burn when and when and when. Yeah.
So if we're just talking about
jhana pachya and dhammas which are jhana pachya, then actually the meaning of jhana,
what it, the reality is,
right, so for example vitaka,
yeah.
Vitaka now, which arises at this very moment,
so it, even at moment of birth in woeful plane, is there jhana pachya? Yes, see, because of vitaka, yeah. But it doesn't mean that the development of jhana,
no,
which burnt,
no,
yeah.
So in the ordinary sense,
when we just talk about jhana factors, then it doesn't mean burning, because nothing is burnt. Although we've said that, for example, why is Domanasa included? Because at that moment it burns Somanasa, or when Somanasa arises, it burns Domanasa. Just when it arises. So is it correct to say that jhana can mean contemplate or burn, or actually even that, because each factor is different?
If there can be the understanding of the correctness of vitaka, it doesn't matter at all whether it burns or not, because it's not self. This is the point. Otherwise we cling to it burns, and we cannot find when it burns.
Right.
Yeah.
And from the Abhidhammata Sangaha, but not the text. This is the editor's summary of the commentary.
From whom?
Bhikkhu Bodhi.
Not from the original writer.
Not from the original writer. No, this is the editor's, Bhikkhu Bodhi's summary of the commentaries. He says the word jhana is not used here in the usual sense of meditative absorption, but in the broader sense of close contemplation, upanijayana, close contemplation of an object. The seven jhetasikas are called jhana factors because they enable the mind to closely contemplate its object. Of them, displeasure is exclusively unwholesome and occurs only in the two jhetas connected with aversion. The other six can be wholesome, unwholesome, or indeterminate, depending on the jhita in which they occur. Therefore, the states listed here, that is the seven jhetasikas, vitaka-vichara, piti, ekagata, somanasa, domanasa, upeka. These seven jhetasikas are called jhana factors because they enable the mind to closely contemplate its object. That matches his earlier comment that jhana is used in the broader sense of close contemplation, upanijayana, close contemplation of an object.
Like the other day, someone suggested the word to fix on, like closely contemplate.
Whatever you use to understand it.
Because if one says, somanasa helps the citta to contemplate on the object, or somanasa helps the citta to fix on the object, it doesn't quite make sense.
So it depends on
each one. What can one say in general about the seven factors that are jhana pachya, their role in common to assist the citta to experience in a particular way, because one cannot say they all assist it to contemplate?
So let's talk about the vitaka cetasika, which is the jhana.
One knows that
with regard to vitaka, that whenever it arises, which is very, very often, that it, apart from moments of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, there is vitaka which arises, which assists the citta and the citta seekers by touching the object. And it is jhana pachya, because it's like leading the citta and citta seekers to experience that object.
Just leave the jhana pachya, just talk about vitakka.
So without vitakka, after seeing, hearing and so on, the other cittas immediately following it cannot experience the object, because they need vitakka. Only seeing doesn't need vitakka to experience.
That's why it's said that vitakka is the foot of the world. Just keep on with many meditators, follow the seeing, because the seeing is so very weak. Only 7 cittasikas conditioned by karma arise to see, that's all. So with our vitakka of that which is experienced through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, no story, no more succession of from moment to moment and situation and people up to jhana, developing jhana and so on. So one can see that it's very important. So how it is important at moment of developing jhana with avitaka of a certain object suitable for calmness, it's impossible, because vitaka will go astray to other object. Yeah. That's why even it's the reality which touches or so, or whatever you use the word, it vitaka of that particular object to burn up akusala. So we talk about vitaka at different levels. Just think about one reality at a time and find out how much it can bring about. Adipatriya.